You know how I know that I'm not part of the conspiracy? Because I ain't getting paid. I mean, you know, at least not a decent amount. You know, we've got bugger all sponsors. Nobody really buys the Blue Shields and things like that. I have been getting a few donations, but those are people who listen to the show who get some kind of therapy out of it, I guess. Because life's really, really hard, man. It sucks a lot of the time. And often you just need somebody to listen, or you need somebody to listen to in order to put things into perspective. Like my mate Glenn from Australia, he's working night shift at the moment, and it's like 35, 40 degrees or something in Aussie, and, you know, going to bed and sweating up the place. Not to be too disgusting, of course. And yesterday he gives me a call right after the show, and I was just like totally burnt out, really upset, really angry, just feeling overwhelmed with it all, because I'd been staying up late answering emails, I'd been getting up early, communicating and doing Skype conferences with people, doing this, that and the other, and I was just at overload. Now, Glenn couldn't help me out with any of these problems. You want to let somebody rant and tell you all their problems, as endless or as complicated or as unsolvable as they might be? That is actually what a true friend really does. Man, I don't know how to help your problems, but just, you know, let it out. Let it out. And I find that actually solves a lot of the problems in and of itself. Just not being able to express yourself becomes a problem. Have you noticed that? If you've been in a worker situation or been in a conversation with somebody and you bite your lip because you want to say something, but you prevent yourself from saying it, and then a week later you're still depressed because you prevented yourself from saying what you were thinking. You're bottling it up. That kind of stuff's really not good. It's really not good. You know, sometimes it's bad to let it out at the wrong time or in the wrong way, but I don't know. I think they're like bad thoughts are like burps or farts. Better out than in. Maybe? Well, definitely, actually. You know what I'm saying? And I wanted to also thank the listeners. I've been receiving a few donations. Even Pete Santilli, I was whinging to him last night, and he just said, you know, Vinny, hold on a sec there. Hold on a sec. Yeah. Here's $100. He gave me $100. He's broke too. He managed to spare me that. I was really taken aback by that. And a lot of the listeners, without, I became better at the job than even the boss in some cases, and get bored and can't expand, can't do any more in that particular position. And so I move on. This job I've never had to move on to. Anything else. I have only expanded. I have only grown. I have only gained more support in doing what I'm doing. The reason for that being is the reason so many people donate and contribute to this show is because they appreciate what I'm doing and want me to just keep it up, is all. In order to keep it up, on the other hand, you got to contribute something. Something, no matter how small. Just $1 a month, you know? $1 a month. Does that sound like an awful lot? Does that sound like something you're incapable of sparing? Or send me $12, pay up for a year. I'll give you commercial-free archives with the video versions of the shows as well. Short clips split into hours 1 and 2. And all of that jazz. Go to the archives pages at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. I meticulously do that. I have not seen in my lifetime an archives page that looks as awesome as the one that I've created at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. You've got your pictures, you've got your descriptions, you've got your YouTube videos, you've got all the audio archives and everything in decent quality formats, and that's all free. All right. And of course, as I say, there's also the commercial free versions. I don't do that because I want shockingly large amounts of money or whatever. I'm actually doing it because I want an online archive of the brightest and best thinkers and activists in this world to be in one place. So if you want to learn anything from anybody for any reason, you can go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com and most likely find it. I need people's donations desperately in order to continue doing this very important role, giving these activists and commentators coverage and an archive so that people can listen to it ad infinitum until the end of time is a very important job. And I don't see hardly anybody else doing it, not in the way that I'm doing it. If you want to get important information, there's many, many places you can go to get it. But if you want that information in a format that is fun, where you can have a few cackles and laughs and stuff like that, maybe get deeply philosophical about it, it's very, very rare, if not non-existent, in the way that I do it. And I really do, again, I hate to drone on about it, but I can't do it without your support. So please go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com and donate something, anything, or subscribe for a regular amount every month so I've got something to work from, because I don't like begging. I really don't. I only do it if I really, really have to. And I've just been kind of forced into it because of financial pressures in recent times. And I really can't continue doing this without some form of support from the listening audience. Thank you very much for those who've already contributed. And thank you to those who will soon. See you again sometime.